There's Luke Humphries. George Ferrugia joins us now. And George, what about Simon Todd-Helland? He is back. He was superb to lead all of the way in that Geelong Cup.
Yeah, look, I think it was a famous victory. Look, he's won some big races, Gareth, as you know. You know, he's won Silver Chiefs. He's won a Perth Cup. He's Australian Grand of the Year. I reckon, at a guess, that that would be one of the highlights, especially for Dave Burnett.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the Greyhound was, I suppose, under a little bit of pressure after what we had seen at Wentworth Park and more recently. He was certainly not at his best. And I think I mentioned on social media, Gareth, like, it would have been very tempting to say, you know what, we'll give him a little bit of a rest. He's a lay down was there to get into the Top Gun field. Let's get him right for those races and then leading into the Melbourne Cup. But Dave persevered. He said, no, let's go ahead and try to win this race. And he did that in really trying conditions for a greyhound that does get a little bit tired at the end of his races. But again, he just showcased his amazing speed. That's his eighth group win of his career. Obviously, the mantra is that people use the word champion a little bit too easily, Gareth, but he's clearly a champion, this greyhound, and what an unbelievable victory. A couple of really nice placings in the race as well, but the story was all around Simon Todd-Helland.
Yeah, well done to David Burnett, especially after the heartbreak of the last week and a half with Simon Todd-Helland's brother, who told Stevie, losing his life to an illness. So, yeah, well done to David there. Wonderful training performance. Heats of the Hume Cup highlight tonight's card there at the Meadows. How do we back a winner there, George?
Yeah, look, I mentioned it yesterday, and I know she's tomato sauce odds, but I just think you throw her in your multis. Race 9, number 4, Immunity. This greyhound who won her first 6 starts, and then she ran third in a semi-final of the Great Chase behind Japara. Just didn't begin all that cleanly. And even though she's got a tricky draw again, I think she'll be able to just lead and win here. Look, she's an extreme talent. And it was $1.85 yesterday. You want to throw her in with some of your boosts that people get with Tab. I think she'll be hard to beat race 9, number 4. As you said, there's 4 heats of the Hume Cup, so the top 2 go through to Monday week's final on Melbourne Cup Eve. Quaddy numbers, Gareth, 1, 3, 6 and 7 into 1, 2, 4 and 8. Into 2, 5 and 7, into 3, 5, 7 and 8. There's some cracking races here, including Christo Bale against Jim Zardashian in race 7. That's an absolute cracker. At the moment, Jim Zardashian's the favourite, but we all know Christo Bale at his best would be very, very hard to beat. So good luck to all involved. The group racing will continue in about 10 days' time at the Meadows.
And for the Greyhound fans out there, just download the RSA 927 app and you can listen to you, Georgie, tip winners for fun there on this Saturday morning.
I'm not there today, mate. Day off today.
Okay, so sorry.
Put me feet up, Gareth, but we'll be back next Jeez. Saturday and the Saturday after, mate, for sure, be which will lead into Top Gun night.
Too much money here to take a day off on this day. Good luck, Georgie.
Yeah,
there's Georgie Ferrugia there, and that's my duties here on RSN's race day on Cox Plate Day. Have a wonderful day. The all-important track update coming up shortly with Marty Syne and the race day morning team, Michael Felgate, not far away with Matty Stewart and also Dan Malecki. Don't forget to download the RSN 927 app because the spring ticket just after 11:30, in fact at 11:30, to take you through Cox Plate Day. What a team it is as well, headed by Dean Lester, Michael Felgate. Also, two wonderful jockeys with their input has been excellent throughout the Spring Carnival, and Dwayne Dunn and James Winks, Matty Stewart, myself will also be part of that team. So can't wait for that. Good luck if you follow the Tigers or Geelong. Go to the Cats tonight, that AFL Grand Final. Johnny Bowden's ready to go for the news. And then after that, of course, race day mornings with Michael Felgate, Matty Stewart and Dan Malek.